Tar Heel Talk, Fall Winter 2017, issue number 152. North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Meet the staff. We sat down to interview our newest NCLBPH staff member, Teresa Stallings. Below is our question and answer session. Tell us about what you do at LBPH. Officially, my title is Processing Assistant 2. I'm part of a 5-person team in the warehouse for the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Together, we send out digital books, braille books, and large print books daily to patrons in all 100 counties of North Carolina and check in and reshelve those materials that get returned every day. Where did you work before you came here, and what did you do? In the last 10 years, I've been doing volunteer work at charity thrift stores that primarily focus on recycling, repurposing, and reducing waste to the landfill. Before that, I temped in a multitude of administrative positions. My first job out of college, I spent 7 years as a liaison to the public for the engineering department at a municipal government. What are your hobbies? Multimedia handicrafting, along with my German club and yard work. I enjoy learning a traditional craft, then re-engineering the process to make something new and different. I've tried most every handicraft, then I mix materials and create a useful object. Every year I send handmade Christmas tree ornaments to the troops serving overseas. Making the ornaments is a year-long evening recreation for me. Why did you want to work at the library? I started volunteering at the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped and fell in love with its mission. What is your favorite book, and why? Believe it or not, it's The People's Chronology by James Traeger. As a history buff, this book gives me a comprehensive overview of human progress, and I've used this book time and time again as a starting point to research many a presentation that I've given to our German club, and I'm geeky enough to enjoy sitting and reading it for pleasure. What are your favorite types of books? History, sociology, self-help. What movie would you take to a desert island? The heck with watching a movie over and over on a desert island. Just give me the means to write my own stories, movie scripts, and plays. A laptop with a solar battery recharger will do just fine. I have too fevered an imagination to be satisfied with just one story. I always have a storyline going on in my head. I've done some writing in the past and had one play put on a local stage. What song would you sing on American Idol? Actually, I can't sing. As a child, my mother called me Johnny One Note because I sang the hymns in church in monotone. But if I had to go on stage, I'd put on one of my Hawaiian shirts and do some stand-up. Hopefully, I could at least be amusing if I couldn't sing. Friends Corner. Greetings to all of our friends. Thanks to our members who completed their ballot for the election of new board members for the 2017-2018 Friends Board. We have 3 new board members joining us this year. Here is a brief introduction to each of them. Karen Broderick was born in Houston, Texas. She was mainstreamed throughout her K-12 school years and graduated from UNC Greensboro. She worked for the North Carolina Services for the Blind for about 4 years and worked for the federal government for 27 years. She retired in 2009 and currently spends time bowling, singing, volunteering at the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and of course reading. Angelo Sinesso is a recently retired social worker for the blind from Services for the Blind and lives in Kill-Devil Hills, North Carolina. He is very active with his local Lions Club and serves as secretary to the VIP fishing tournament. He is a patron of the library and an avid supporter of Braille literacy. C. Joanne Wood worked 38 years in state government, retiring in 2012 as the Chief of Rehabilitation Services for Services for the Blind. She continues her advocacy for people who are blind by serving as a member of the National Federation of the Blind and the Lions Club in Wilson, North Carolina. She has been a longtime supporter of the library services. We welcome each of these new members along with those who were elected for their second term with our board. We look forward to continuing our mission of advocacy and support to the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. We have an exciting announcement and opportunity to share with you and your friends to support the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. When you shop at smile.amazon.com, 0.5% of your purchase will benefit the Friends organization. All you need to do is register at smile.amazon.com and designate the Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped as your nonprofit organization to receive your benefit. After registering the Friends as your nonprofit organization, every time you shop at Amazon using the smile.amazon.com web address, the Friends organization will receive 0.5% of your approved order. Everything on the Amazon website is the same using this address as it would be if you used just the Amazon website. So, please register and tell your friends to register as well to help show your support for this outstanding organization. We would appreciate it very much. As a reminder, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped is a nonprofit organization and operates on annual memberships and generous donations. If you haven't become a member of our organization, please consider joining us online at www.friendsnclbph.org and go to the membership link. If you or anyone you know would like to donate to the Friends of LBPH, please email me at info@friendsnclbph.org or call me at 919-900-8780. It would be my pleasure to discuss any donation or any questions you may have regarding how to donate to the Friends. I wish all the best to each of you and hope you have a wonderful autumn. Eddie Weaver. Board of Directors. President Eddie Weaver. Home 919-900-8780. Vice President Kathy Brack. Home 919-847-7268. Cell 919-280-1980. Secretary Debbie Meadows. Cell 919-219-2677. Work 919-715-8805. Treasurer Mary Flanagan. Home 919-782-8621. Cell 919-602-1334. Past President James Benton. Home 919-833-0007. Cell 919-740-2398. Members at large: Donnie Best. Cell 910-340-7210. Karen Broderick. home 919-518-1088, cell 919-906-0804. Myra DeBruhl, home 919-875-8803, cell 919-621-9393. Angelo Sinesso, home 252-202-1190. Joanne Wood, cell 252-292-3733. Sharon Benton, home 919-833-0007. George Chester, home 919-365-4965, cell 919-240-9960. Miriam Dixon, home 919-755-1567, cell 919-602-8715. Susan King, work 828-478-2135, extension 229. Jill McMillan, home 919-618-9444. Non-voting, Carl Keehan, regional librarian, NCLBPH, cell 919-368-5447. Friends of the NCLBPH membership. To pay by credit card, go to www.friendsnclbph.org and select the membership link. Select your membership categories. Individual, $10. Family, $15. $100 Club, $100. Plus Club, $300. Life Membership, $500. Professional, $10. Organization, $50. Other Amount. Make checks payable to FNCLBPH and mail with your name, address, phone number, and email address to FNCLBPH, 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, NC 27635. Financial information about this organization and a copy of its license are available from the State Solicitation Licensing Branch at 919-807-2214. The license is not an endorsement by the state. Book Review. Born a Crime Review by Clint Exum, LBPH Outreach Specialist. To read Born a Crime is to submerge into the life of Trevor Noah and the cultural norms and differences of a recent post-apartheid South Africa. This book is rough, and the author, Trevor Noah, holds nothing back in telling the story of growing up the way he did. His parents, Patricia Nombaiselo Noah and Robert, were committing a crime by being together. Trevor explains how race was everything in South Africa and the burden it put on everyone. He couldn't be seen with both of his parents. At one point, a person from an opposing tribe was prepared to kill him, his mother, and his little brother, which resulted in his mother having to throw him out of a moving vehicle at 9 years old. Trevor leaves no room for guessing when he mentions culture-specific references. I enjoyed how he would explain a custom once, then talk about a custom in later chapters and the reader can accurately guess the weight of what was about to happen. Examples would be a phrase his mother would say in her native language, which its English equivalent would be, "Try me." Anytime Trevor would get into an argument when she said that phrase, he knew continuing with the argument would be pointless and dangerous. Trevor talks about not belonging to any group at school or in his communities and the way it shaped him. Black people would see him as a white person. White people would see him as a black person. His extended family would treat him like a white person. His grandfather would even call him Master and insisted Trevor ride in the back seat of the car to chauffeur him from place to place. He had to learn how to be sociably flexible, or as he puts it, a social chameleon. He grew up in an area where there were 5 opposing African tribes that weren't afraid to be violent to outsiders and other ethnicities. He learned many different languages, accents, and customs to save himself a few times growing up and to make connections. From this book, you can tell Trevor holds his mother, Patricia, in high regard. The story of how she grows up is included. She didn't get along with her family growing up, being the second girl to be born. She ends up leaving the family to make her own life. He felt that he and his mother were a team against the world. His stepfather was just there, sometimes as a friend, sometimes as an abusive authority figure, but never as a father figure. Trevor doesn't approve of every decision his mother makes, but in the end he is always there for her. Trevor is truly a comedian, though his story is a rough one. I found some of his stories to be extremely hilarious. The story of how he had to pray for what his family believed was an evil spirit's doing to leave his house for something he had kept hidden from his family was particularly funny. Also, years later, when Trevor and his friends form a dance crew and perform for a cultural day program, his dance crew offends the people at the program. When Trevor misunderstands what is offending the people, he escalates the situation because he believes they are offended by the dance crew's moves, which are the traditional dances of his people. The situation doesn't end well for anyone. Born a Crime truly takes the reader through the ups and downs of Trevor Noah's life and how difficult it is to grow up with the amount of cultural divide he experienced being the child of a black mother and a white father. Enjoying nature and art. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Science came to Governor Moorhead's school to help kick off NCLBPH's Kids Summer Reading Program. Marvelous mammals, ferrets and foxes and rabbits, oh my! Ever wonder what a ferret feels like? Our young library patrons got up close and personal with a variety of animals at the Marvelous Mammals program on June 23rd. Museum staff brought a variety of animals to the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind. They explained how to identify a mammal and talked about mammal habitats. The kids got to pet a very active ferret and a shy bunny rabbit. The program was a big hit. On June 13, 2017, NCLBPH patrons joined the library staff for a tour at the North Carolina Museum of Art, where our patrons could feel the sculptures. News you can use. Not enjoying movies because you can't see what's happening on screen? Then audio-described movies are for you. Audio-described movies have a narrator that describes the action and setting on screen when there is no dialogue. Several Triangle Area movie theaters are showing audio-described and captioned first-run movies. Those theaters include Raleigh Regal Stadium 14 at North Hills Mall, Apex Regal Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive, Garner Regal White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Arts Access has a website that you can use to check which movies are audio described. Please check the website or call the theater to confirm what services are available. Website www.artsaccesinc.org/movies.html. Outside the Triangle area, if you live outside the Triangle area, you can check MOPIX, Motion Pictures website, to check which theaters in your area have audio described movies. On the site, scroll down through the state-by-state listings until you reach the North Carolina section. Website http://ncam.wgbh.org/mopix/locations.html#nc. CaptionFish is also a good site to check to confirm what audio-described movies are available in your area. CaptionFish now offers a free iPhone application which will search for audio-described and/or captioned first-run movies near you. Look for CaptionFish in the App Store. Website www.captionfish.com. Once you find your described movie from the list and you arrive at the movie theater, just tell the box office attendant you are there for the audio described video of that show. They should provide you with a headset and receiver. It's a good idea to bring your own spare pair of AA batteries to ensure your receiver has enough power to make it through the movie. Check at the theaters near you that have audio-described movies and never miss out on the action again. Descriptive Video Description Service. Welcome to the world of described videos. Our Descriptive Video Service, DVS, is made possible by the State Library of North Carolina and the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. DVS movies have a voice describing actions, characteristics, and dress of the actors, as well as details of the scenery or setting. This descriptive voice speaks during the time when there is no dialogue. These videos and movie discs can be enjoyed by everyone, both sighted and visually impaired. Our videos and movie discs play on ordinary VCRs, DVD players, and televisions. The library does not loan or repair video equipment. Currently, we have over 800 videos in our collection, including older and contemporary titles, as well as titles for children. You must be an active library patron to join the DVS Club. There is a one-time membership fee of $20. However, if you lose or damage a movie, you will need to join again by paying another $20. All movies go through the mail free matter for the blind. Individuals may borrow one movie at a time. Institutions may borrow up to three. The loan period is 3 weeks. When we receive your membership form and fee, we will send you a catalog of DVS titles, which you may use to order movies. The library staff doesn't make movie selections for you. It is your responsibility to ensure that the library has a list of requests. You may send your requests by mail or phone in up to 12 at a time on our toll-free line at 1-888-388-2460. You may send as many requests as you like, but we can't send the movies in any particular order or guarantee a specific time when they will be sent. Please order your movies by catalog number. As we receive a returned movie in the mail, we will send another. Please remember that we only send another movie if you have requests on file and if your requests are available. As new titles are added to the collection, they will be listed in the library's newsletter, Tar Heel Talk. We update the catalog every 2 years. If you have questions about the DVS program, call us at 1-888-388-2460. Descriptive Video Membership. Join today. Call the library at 1-888-388-2460 to sign up. New descriptive videos now available. Sully, MD-001491. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, MD-001492. Ouija, Origin of Evil, MD-001493. When the Bough Breaks, MD-001494. Deepwater Horizon, MD-001495. Brother Nature, MD-001496. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, MD-001497. Florence Foster Jenkins, MD-001498. The BFG, MD-001499. Ben-Hur, 2016, MD-001500. Library closing dates. Veterans Day observed Friday, November 10, 2017. Thanksgiving holiday, Thursday, November 23, and Friday, November 24, 2017. Christmas holiday, Monday, December 25, 2017. Tuesday, December 26, 2017. Wednesday, December 27, 2017. New Year's Day, Monday, January 1, 2018. New digital newsletter coming soon. Tar Heel Talk will have a digital and paper edition. There will be 4 newsletters released each year. If you would like to receive the new digital newsletter, please email us at nclbph@ncdcr.gov. Tips for better service. Call the library's toll-free number 1-888-388-2460 if you have a change of address, have questions about digital players, need repair of a digital player, would like to temporarily stop service, need fewer or more books, receive a damaged book and would like another, have specific titles you would like to receive. Get something noble today. Noble, North Carolina Bard Local, is a service similar to Bard, but for locally produced digital braille and digital talking books and magazines available for download. All digital talking books available from Noble are produced in a format that can only be read on an NLS-approved player. Just like Bard, downloaded audio files are zipped and need to be unzipped onto a flash drive to play. For more information, call the library's toll-free number, 1-888-388-2460. Library patrons, please note, This newsletter is available in Braille and on digital cartridge. If you would like to receive this publication in Braille or digital cartridge, call us toll-free at 1-888-388-2460. A total of 11,500 copies of this publication were printed at a cost not exceeding $1,700, or approximately 14 cents per copy. Funding for the issue is being provided by the Friends of the Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. Tar Heel Talk is a biannual publication of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NCLBPH, State Library of North Carolina, and North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Address 1841 Capitol Boulevard, Raleigh, North Carolina 27635. Voice 919-733-4376. Fax 919-733-6910. TDD 919-733-1462. Toll free 1-888-388-2460. Email nclbph@ncdcr.gov. Webpage http://statelibrary.ncdcr.gov/lbph. Internet catalog ordering site http://webepac.klas.com/nclbph. Governor Roy Cooper. Secretary Susie H. Hamilton. State Librarian Cal Shepard. Regional Librarian Carl Keen. Editor Gina Powell. Editorial Staff Margaret Evans, Clint Exum.